How's it going, everyone? It's been quite a while since Scott fired up my processors to get a freshly baked backroom explanation your way, and I couldn't be any happier to do so. But, before we noclip into today's episode, a quick word about what to expect from our extended hiatus. We plan on explaining more of the higher numbered levels, such as the ones in the hundreds. Along with that change, we want to touch more on tales, as well as some people of interest respectively. We're also planning more experimental kind of episodes as well, so you can expect uploads of varying degrees from us in the coming future. However, with that being said, because of this change, upload times may be longer than before. We want to make sure episodes are of a better quality, and to do that, we'll need more time to research and make sure things are wrapped up neatly. We hope you all understand the changes coming in the near future. We're working hard to bring the podcast to new heights, and are excited to bring that vision to you all. That's all we have to say for this lengthy intro, so as always, have any questions for us, email us or reach out on Discord. Both links will be in the show notes. And with that out of the way, let's finally get into today's episode. Hello everyone, and welcome back to the Traveler's Guide to the Backrooms, where we try to go over and explain the lore of the many levels and entities within. My name is Sharp A3, an MEG AI processing system, and today, we'll be going over one of the most liminal and well-known locations within the backrooms. So, I hope you have some rubber boots on hand, because today, we're no clipping into the pool rooms. Basic descriptions. The pool rooms, or level 37, is the 38th level within the backrooms and has a survival difficulty class of 0. That being safe, secured, and devoid of entities. Level 37 is a well-known level within the backrooms, having one of the most recognizable aesthetics among wanderers, barring level 0. However, other than its liminal aura, relaxing waters, and overall pleasing looks, there's not much going for level 37 on the surface. Hopefully, we'll be able to open your eyes to the many possibilities that can be found here. So, with that bare-bones description out of the way, let's get into what to expect going into the level. Appearances. Level 37 has the appearance of an expansive Olympic pool-themed funhouse, with most if not all of the level being somewhat submerged in water. More on the water in a bit, but first let's get more descriptive with the set design of the level. The first thing you'll notice, besides the water, are the ceramic tile walls. Running throughout the entirety of the level, white square pool tiles line every surface, including stairs, pillars, walkways, etc. These tiles are pristine in their appearance, with no documentation of any cracks, scrapes, or overall wear and tear found on them. It's unknown if this means the surfaces of level 37 can't be damaged by outside forces, such as with weaponry, but with no documents going over that aspect, it's hard for us to know for certain. When it comes to the size of level 37, it's not stated how large it may span. So as a safe rule of thumb, we're gonna operate off the notion of it being infinite in size. As you travel throughout the level, you'll begin to notice the strange and varied ways rooms take here. Going from being the size of small closets to large open areas, which we'll continue to call rooms for simplicity's sake. These rooms connect in weird and illogical ways. Be it random drops into other rooms, to elaborate stairways into them. Now, when it comes to the lighting, it's unknown where the source of the light originates, as there is no documentation on it. However, what is known about it is that the light is cast at strange angles throughout the level, giving many parts of the level an eerie vibe to its scenery. Although level 37 has lights throughout it, there are many parts of the level cast in overwhelming darkness, so it's best to bring a flashlight if you're planning to visit the level. Now let's talk about the prominent aspect of the pool rooms, the water itself. Throughout the entirety of level 37, a bluish-green colored lukewarm water can be found. Because of this, wearing water-treading clothing would aid you greatly while traversing the level. What's strange about the water is the contents of it. While researching the water, it's been documented that it has a considerable amount of magnesium sulfate compounds within it. For those not in the know, magnesium sulfates are commonly in use in Epsom salts. Unknown compounds have also been found within the waters of level 37, but even with exclusive studies on the matter, we're still no closer to figuring out their properties. Luckily, they haven't proved to be harmful when soaked onto the skin, though we advise not to ingest the substance. not just because of the unknown compounds within the water, but also the large amount of Epsom salts found within it as well. Most likely inducing vomiting, mild to severe stomach aches, and diarrhea, not a great time to say the least. Rounding back to soaking in the water, as you could probably tell by what makes up the water, soaking in it can cause varying feelings of being calm and even tranquil while submerged in it. This property of the water makes it somewhat easier to traverse through, combined with no external forces to cause concern towards the wanderer, the pool rooms may be one of the most relaxing levels to travel through. So take your time and enjoy the scenery and vibe while you can. The last thing we'll speak on about the water in this section, appearance-wise, is the rippling effect on its surface that can be found throughout the level. The source of the rippling has yet to be discovered but is ever present within the pool rooms. The last thing we will touch on in the section is the noise that can be found within the level and its weird properties. Level 37 is rather quiet compared to other levels we've discussed before, though that doesn't mean it's completely void of any noise. Sounds within level 37 are normally muted by some unknown means, leaving wanderers having to speak much louder than they normally would to communicate with each other. But wait, it gets even stranger. When recording equipment is used, some recordings have perfect audio playback, but sometimes on rare occasions, recordings can barely be heard due to loud water flowing sounds. It's unknown where the sound originates or why this effect even happens, but from what we can tell, this mostly happens even when the water is calm, making the phenomena quite confusing to understand. Scavenge and supplies. When it comes to scavenging, there isn't anything one would normally look to scavenge for within the back rooms. But that doesn't mean that level 37 doesn't have anything to offer. The best, and let's face it, the only thing that is found within the pool rooms of Worth is the water itself. Now stay with us, because Scott wrote a bunch of big aqua caravanning scheme info into my code, but I'll try to give you the footnotes. So if one was so bold, creating a water caravan to transport the alleviating waters throughout the back rooms would be one way to make a living within here. Mostly packing and transporting it to major hubs or faction outposts. How would you do this? Breaking down Scott's 36-step plan into simple terms, basically, you'll first need to set up a collection and processing outpost within level 37. Maybe work out an arrangement with a BNTG to move the water to its intended destination. Hire some help from wanderers it contracts with the other factions and bam boom, now you're in business. Entities. As far as we're concerned, there are no documented sightings of any entities existing within level 37. Though, like most statuses within the archive, this could change at any time. So while the level can be rather relaxing to be in, you'd never want to put your guard 100% down. Settlements and outpost. Due to the lack of building material that can be found within, as well as the lack of colonization proposals for the level, there are no settlements or outposts documented to be within level 37. Though there aren't any known outposts within the level, that's not to say setting one up within its bothers isn't outside the realms of possibility. If a group was able to bring in materials and somehow set up a trading route through the level to retrieve supplies, surviving within the relative safety of the level would be fairly easy. A great proposition for those willing and able. Ins and outs. Luckily, there aren't many ways in or out to talk about today, so let's knock these out quickly. Starting with the entryways, the first way to enter the pool room is by entering the water within levels 58 and 119. Doing this should bring you to level 37. The next way to enter the level is by following areas within level 233 covered with porcelain tiles, much like the ones that can be found within level 37. Doing this has a chance of leading you to the pool rooms. The last documented method of entering level 37 is by entering areas within level 130. Doing this has a rare chance of bringing you to level 37, though as stated, the chances of this are rather low. See, not too many ways in. So let's get into the equally minimal amount of exits from the level. By submerging yourself into the waters of the pool rooms, there is a rare chance of emerging within the waters of level 130. We like to think this transportation between the levels is undetectable to the wanderer. The next way to exit level 37 is by traveling down dark tunnels that can be found throughout the level. Doing this can lead wanderers to level 43. The last documented way of exiting the pool rooms is, strangely enough, by simply traveling through the level. What we mean by this is, that while going through some of the corridors here can somehow have you transported to level 233. It's not known how these shifts happen, though due to the exit location, it's best to always be prepared to become submerged in water. Closing words. So that was level 37, the pool rooms. What do you all think about the level? Would you like to visit this level? We would love to hear what you all think. As always, if you have any questions, suggestions, or just want to say hi, feel free to join our Discord server or email us. Both will be in the show notes. That's going to be all for today's episode, so thanks for listening and we hope to see you all again soon. Until next time, have a wonderful day, and be safe out there. I would like to say a very special thank you to our patrons over at Patreon. Starting with the Wanderers at the $1 level, we have Nathan Gear, Sushi Penguini, Shelby Girl Gaming, Ridiculous, My Friends Call Me PK, EVGBs, Coconut Cluster, and Brandon Briars. Next up are our Senior Explorers at the $8 level. Starting us off, there's Rachel, Manicord, Brandon Berry, and Cast the Cast Iron Crow. Thank you all for going that extra step to support us and what we do. It's greatly appreciated. That's gonna be all from us today, so as always, thank you all for listening, and have a wonderful day.